The spate of corruption afflicting the Ghanaian economy continues to attract concerns. The latest to add his voice to calls on government to tackle the simmering canker head-on is the Anglican Bishop of Accra, Right Reverend Dr. Daniel Mensah-Tortu. Speaking at a church service at the St. Paul's Anglican Church to launch activities marking the first anniversary of his enthronement, which coincides with the relaunch of the website for the Anglican Diocese, Reverend Dr. Mensah-Tortu said corruption does not prevail in the public service alone, but the private sector as well. There is therefore the need to tackle the menace once and for all. We bring you Justice Mingle's report.
Upon enthronement, Right Reverend Dr. Mensah-Tortu launched the Anglican Development Summit, a platform which enabled stakeholders to plan their activities for the year and project into the future. During an introspection, Reverend Dr. Tortu said the whole plan is on course.
Within a short period of 1 year, God has been so good to us, and everybody has come on board. That's one thing that I've liked. Everybody has come on board, and it's a very good start. It's our prayer that this support will continue to not just end it. People will come on board, and all of us together will try and build a church of God, especially the Anglican Church in Ghana. We have a website. This is not the first one. We have a website, but we receive a lot of complaints about the nature of our website. So the communication team sat down to realize that, okay, the website that we have is not up to standard. So they have come up with a new website. That's why today we are launching that new website so that people will know what we are doing.
Reverend Dr. Tortu emphasized the need for Ghanaians to eschew corruption since it draws the nation back. According to him, the entire society is guilty of the canker.
Many things have gone on, and many things are going on. I want to play before those in authority in our land that wherever they are, it is God who has placed them there, and they are there to take care of the needs of the people and not to enrich themselves. We should all try to help each other. We should be a brother's keeper. We should do things that will bring love and unity among us. Amassing wealth is but nothing, leads to destruction of life. Now let us try, all of us, to erase corruption in our society.
With the approach of Christmas, Bishop Tortu took the opportunity to counsel drivers to be cautious on the road to save precious lives.
They shouldn't think about, again, the money they will get so that they will overspeed on the road to go and throw the people away or out and then come and take money. But they should be mindful of the love that they are carrying people's lives, and therefore they must be cautious in the road. Overtaking should be avoided.
He had a word of advice for Christians.
All Christians must pray hard, must live together in peace with their neighbors so that they will not have opportunity to distract us from our track as Christians. For we are going to give account of our stewardship one day when we are no more here on earth.
Bishop Tortu hoped the relaunch of the church's website will enhance communication and information gathering within the Anglican society.
Justice Mingle's report.